question that people feel about their journey and about their treatment. You could say that this professional has a preference for his style of consultation and also the operation that he would like to do. And this approach is absolutely fine and acceptable if you've got a patient in front of you who is a passive decision maker who does not want to make a decision, thank you very much. They will love this, especially if they agree with the operation that you're offering them. But if you have your consultation with somebody who has their own definite preferences, who wants to be involved in decision making and actually wants to have an operation that isn't on offer, then you can end up with quite a mismatch in what people want, and the person who is unhappy at the end of it is the patient. And it's well known that we as professionals are not very good at gauging what roles people want in making choices and what treatments they want. And one of our patients who we interviewed, who desperately wanted the professional to tell them what to do, actually said to us, how can a person who I've never met before know what I'm like psychologically, know what's important to me? So although I wanted them to tell me what to do, I perfectly